It's another cold day here in Seoul. Did everyone dress warm? Having heard that today would be even colder than yesterday, a friend of mine said that she dressed extra warm, putting on extra layers inside to top it all off with a thick, warm coat and a hat. Only to find herself kind of giggling and snickering because she was reminded of something her mom would always say to her on cold days like today. Maybe your mom says this to you as well. It's cold out. Are you wearing enough? She said when she was younger, she hated layering up because it was uncomfortable, and more importantly, it was bulky and not pretty. Being cold was the last thing on her mind as long as she looked good. It's really no wonder her mom would yell at her at things like, "You're going to freeze to death in that. Put some more clothes on." Well, I think we were all like that one day though, weren't we? On days even colder than today, we'd run around having fun with our favorite clothes on that were far from warm enough. And we didn't even notice that it was that cold. Nowadays, long padded coats all the way. What happened to us? And you know what the fact is? It's actually too early to complain about the cold just yet because winter is just getting started. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was me, Park Jung-hyun, and Kim Bum-su with our rendition of 하얀 겨울, or White Winter. Ah, reminds me of some good times. It seems right around now, when winter is just beginning, and around February, when winter's just about ending, these are the times when it feels the coldest here in Seoul, right? But honestly, winter has just begun, which means it's only going to get colder from this point on for the foreseeable future. We can't start complaining already. According to the forecast, they say it every year that this one's going to be a doozy. This one's going to be the coldest. But apparently, this winter is expected to be quite cold. So it looks like we'll be saying, brr, it's quite cold, quite a lot for the next, 3 months or so. And allow me to play mom and ask you, it's cold out, are you wearing enough? And if it's not so cold where you are, let me ask you a different question. Where are you? Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment, so tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Don't forget to send in your song requests and feel free to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything as well. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. So, message Mimi on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at #8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Jang will join me for our Thursday segment, The Words, to take a closer look at the lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs, so stay tuned. For now, though, I'll be right back with the roll call after one more song break. Here is A-Pink with Love. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, where it's currently 5:22 p.m. right now. And it is yet again a cold day, but like yesterday, it's also a really nice day for the cold. In exchange, we do get a lot of nice, crisp, clean air, but it is dry out there, so we have to be on dryness alert. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is now time for our global daily roll call so that I can find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you guys are all up to today. Where are you? All right, let's start our Where Are You's with listener Anand Mohan Bain, who says, I am in India, Bilai, Chhattisgarh. I hope I am pronouncing that somewhat okay. I know it's not great, but thanks for letting me know where you are. Samina Gol says, I am Samina Gol from Pakistan. Agus Siswanto Sabarsan says, Hi, I am Agus from Indonesia. As an English teacher, I always recommend everyone to improve their skills by listening to a radio. One of it is KBS. Well, thank you so much. How fantastic that you suggest our station and our network to be a good way to help people's skills improve. Thank you so much for referring them to KBS World Radio. And thank you for letting us know about it and sending us a message. Listener Angito Diaz says good, good afternoon from Colombia, listening to KBS World Radio, listening at home. Meanwhile, I am working. Very cute emoji there, working from home emoji. Yes, it's a new one now. Mokhlesar Rahman says, Hi, good morning from Bangladesh. How are you there? Well, I am fine. Thank you so much for asking. And Taipei Wern says, Hello, DJ Lena. Did you know that Malaysia is one of the countries in the world that has the most public holidays? This year alone, we have 21 days of national public holidays. This is not including public holidays given out by different states or for any ad hoc special events. If you add these public holidays, we probably have around 26 days. I am supposed to wrap up my leave today, but I am pleasantly surprised that Kuala Lumpur, the state where I'm working in, would be given a special holiday as the Kuala Lumpur football team won the Malaysia Cup yesterday. Hence, my vacation in Port Dickson continues. Yippee! Wonderful! That's so wonderful. Get to enjoy the beach there a little bit more. Wonderful. All right, Hyunmi-jung writes, Onni, 안녕하세요. Today is the kind of day when I just feel like doing absolutely nothing. I think I'll blame the gloomy weather. I have to wash the kids who just came in after rolling around at the playground, but I'm just zoning out. And I'm thinking of getting something delivered for dinner too. I want to stay like this until the end of the show. Yes, by all means, I totally get that feeling. Sometimes you just go home, you just go, eh. You know, and you see all these things in front of you that you have to do. You have to wash your kids, you have to make dinner, and you just go, eh, well, you know what? Until at least the end of the show, let's zone out, and let's allow yourself to consider maybe not have dirty kids for one day. Deliver something in for dinner. In any case, whether you rally later on or not, enjoy the show. All right, let's look at our song requests. We have a request from Shamim DXER2020 who writes, Good afternoon, greetings from India. Today I'm in the office for duty. Please play the song Miro by Stray Kids for my friends and thank you. Oh yes, wonderful. Very glad to get that ready for you. And Fairy LBS says, Hi, I'd like to listen to Key Bad Love. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for your song requests. We'll listen to them right now. First up, Stray Kids with Miro, and after that, Key with his song Bad Love. Bad Love by Key, and before that it was Miro by the Stray Kids. And moving along with more messages here, listener A3422 says, Jeongyeon-ni, my past the tax account exam a few days ago. So, I'm on my way to Jonggak to treat my friends to a dinner. Wonderful. Congratulations. That is fantastic news. Hope you guys stay warm and have a nice, fun, and safe dinner. Lim Toya says, No, I came to the Japanese DMV to reissue my driver's license. I've got 2 speeding tickets in 3 years, and this means I have to take a 2-hour traffic rule lecture. The speed limit on Japanese highways has 2 types, over 120 kilometers per hour and 100 kilometers per hour. The problem is they don't have any announcement. The speed limit is changing. When it's changing, the changing area, and police cars are waiting in the changing area. Mad. Oh, so sneaky. Oh, definitely should mention to somebody or write a letter. We need to have a little bit more clear signage here. Well, in any case, at least it's just, you know, a 2-hour lecture and you can get through it. Maybe you can ask the question, where is the signs? You know? Well, in any case, congratulations on being able to renew your license in the first place. Yes, we gotta just look at the bright side of things. Look at the silver lining. All right, Jisoo Kim 0801 says, 안녕하세요, 누나. It's less cold today. The wind was freezing yesterday. I read somewhat provocative articles as to today's cooking show. Really looking forward to seeing your wonderful cooking skills again. I wonder what kind of articles they put out. Provocative? I don't even know if that's the right adjective either, because I don't know what kind of articles were put out there. Maybe I'll go take a quick look and get back to you. JS Lee 2017 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. Yesterday, I met up with another OFD listener to listen to the show together. And then we chatted over some soju, bosam, and kalguksu. We live far apart, so we just had the meal and said bye. It was such a chatty dinner for 2 men. I'm looking forward to today's Cook King. Ah, I see. I'm got more context about what was going on. Well, I'm glad that you had a really great date with your friend, a fellow OFD listener. Sounds like you guys are really hitting it off. All right. Listener, I'm Kelly says, looking at your long hair reminds me of the static shock I get these days. Yes. When I had a bob hairstyle, a static shock occurs on my hands only. But now that I have shoulder-length hair, the static shocks happen to my face and neck. It is such a nightmare during the winter season. I get shocked when reaching for everyday items such as my laptop, even paper. I am super nervous before touching the power button on my laptop every morning because sometimes it does really hurt. Also, I feel sorry or bad when I have physical contact with other people. It sure does hurt them as much as it hurts me. Oh, my goodness. It's speaking of static shock. We were just talking about that before the radio started. Our staff and I, we keep getting shocked every time we touch our steel reinforced door. Of course, you know, all the doors have to be steel and soundproofed for the studio. And, ooh, you get the worst shock, especially if you're wearing, you know, knits like I am. And speaking of the long hair, not only is it static shock, but static electricity. It is just a mess right now in here. Just my hair is almost like just, I can't control it. And that is definitely one of my most annoying pet peeves of the winter as well. Not as bad as static shock, but I think it's pretty close. Well, I hope we find some sort of crazy technology to help us cure these horrible grievances. In the meantime, we'll just have to enjoy our next song. Here's Kwon Jina singing 이번 겨울, or This Winter. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. JS Jerry 76 writes, yesterday was my wedding anniversary, which requires a moment of silence. We had decided to keep it both simple, but both of us came home with flowers and cake. In fact, we both bought the same type of cake. Could it be that even our thoughts are growing more similar with time? Thanks to that, I'm having cake for dinner again tonight. you know, we're not completely sure, but we do kind of remember the OFD staff and our writers and our PD and I, that it, I think it was around this time last year that maybe, or maybe it was yesterday that your son said, since it is mom and dad's wedding anniversary, we must have a moment of silence or a tribute of silence. Well, and I guess you guys continued that on to this year as well. Well, happy belated wedding anniversary, and yeah, congratulations on the cake. Alicia Y writes, company Christmas dinner tonight. On Tuesday, we had a small one with just the department I'm in, but today is for the whole company. We even flew up the entire Melbourne team. Haven't seen the office this crowded before. We're currently doing pre-drinks and nibblies in the office right now. And it's taking me lots of self-control to not grab a glass of champagne. I need to save that alcohol capacity for cocktails tonight. And no, I don't want to turn red and bloated before the real deal starts. Cheese was good though, but it's all gone. Wow. In the middle of the company Christmas dinner, and you took the time to check in with us and kind of, I don't know, let us in on a little sneak peek on what a kind of a company party is like over there in Sydney. How fun. Thank you. Thank you so much, Alicia, for kind of bringing us and involving us in this fun day for you. And hey, you know, don't grab that glass of champagne. And if you get a cocktail, just nurse it, sip it, and hold it for like 2 hours, the whole night. There's no need to go crazy, or even a little bit crazy, or no need to do anything on your first company Christmas dinner. It is important to keep your senses about you and also make a nice impression and get to know your, you know, employees soberly. Something that you'll remember tomorrow. Hopefully so. All right, don't go crazy. Next up here is our one of my favorite songs of this year, definitely so. Let's listen. It's Agnew for our next song break. Naka. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It is parallel universe. And today we will listen to two songs that are actually letters. They pair surprisingly well. First up, the K-pop song is Pyeonji, The Letter, by Kim Gwangjin. Singer-songwriter Kim Gwangjin made his debut first as a songwriter, a composer, in 1991 with the song 그대가 이 세상에 있는 것만으로 by Han Dong-jun. Since then, he's also written countless beloved songs like Lee Seung-hwan's Dunk Shoot, Isora's 기억해줘, and 처음 느낀 그대로, and also formed the group The Classic, which became famous for the hit song 마법의 song in 1994. He's also, not on the side, but as a main job, a fund manager and a financial analyst, on top of being a solo artist. His song 편지, The Letter, was a part of his third solo album entitled It's Me. The song's lyrics were famously inspired by an actual letter his wife, the lyricist of the song, had received from another man, and it starts out like this. It appears this is the end. I will now turn away. I won't upset you by going against fate with forced efforts. Things I wanted to say, things I was going to say, I'll leave them all like this. I also plan to give up on any hope. Dear, please be well. Yes, this was the farewell letter that the wife had received after she had decided not to choose his love, but to choose none other than Kim Gwangjin's love. As for the non-K-pop parallel of the day, we'll listen to Letters by Danish singer-songwriter Maximilian. The artist reportedly started singing and humming his own melodies since he was just 4 years old, He started dreaming of becoming a singer-songwriter after attending a Pink Floyd concert with his dad and hearing them perform Another Brick in the Wall. His song Letters was released as a single in September of this year, so it's pretty fresh, ahead of the release of his debut studio album, which came in October. Now, talking about the song, he's said this: "We all got good friends, but there is only one true best friend. Right now, and most likely for many years to come, I can't be with my best friend. He's far away, gone, and I miss him. We used to hang out all the time, and I know I'll see him again someday, but for now, we only got the letters that we write for each other." Oh, I love that. Letters is about the importance of telling the persons you care the most about in life what they truly mean to you before it's too late. This is fantastic. It's just like we were talking about when Hyungwoo and I talked about letters in our Friday segment. Do you remember? As I mentioned earlier, this song too also does sound like actual correspondence. And here's a bit of those lyrics. "Yeah, I noticed something's off so fast. I almost missed it, but it's too late. And now you're gone. I spilled another glass of wine, killed the lights to pass the time, because you're not here to ask me how I feel. I still hope you read my letters, that they bring you peace at night. Even at our darkest hour, I know that we'll all be all right." Oh, so fantastic. Let's listen to these two musical letters back to back. 편지, the letter by Kim Kwang-jin, and Letters by Maximilian. That was Albert Postes with Letters. Oh, Maximilian, I'm sorry, with Letters. Who was I thinking of? Maximilian. And before that, it was 편지, the letter by Kim Kwang-jin. Those were the parallel universe songs of the day. Oh, I was thinking about a songwriter that we're going to talk about in the future. I gave it away, a spoiler. All right, well, watch out for that spoiler. Coming up in part two of our program, it is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers. And of course, we have singer-songwriter Stella Jang joining me very soon. But first, let me wrap up part one of the show with 작은 기다림, A Short Wait by Cool. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment, looking at the world of K-pop song lyrics, will be coming up shortly. And we have Stella Jang joining me very soon. But first, Stella needs to get settled in here. So while she does so, enjoy this song break. Here is Jeokjae with his song View. If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times, it's the story behind the words that is even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component, so we take some time each week to take a closer look into the lyrics of K-pop songs. It's, of course, our Thursday segment, The Words, and we have singer-songwriter Stella Jang joining us in the studio. Hello. Hello. You look very pretty today. I like your whole look today.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. It's the winter special.
Yes, it is.
Cardigan and the muffler.
it's like Stella winter mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, are you ready for the winter? We just started December. How did you feel?
I felt that like yesterday.
Right? Me too. You looked at my phone and you're mm-hmm. like, huh? You know, because the month changed.
Yeah, December the month 1st. Changed and
the weather.
Yeah, the weather was also changing, like, with the change of the month.
Yeah.
Because I remember that the last day of November, it rained a lot and causing, like, traffic problems.
Right.
And yesterday, I had a schedule in Ulsan. And so I was heading to Ulsan, and in the morning, it was chilly. The air was different.
The wind was just kind of going through your clothes, straight to your skin, bone.
Yeah, and so I could feel that, winter has come.
Yeah.
Finally. Like, it was coming, and it has
came.
Come.
It was. I thought it was kind of fantastic and interesting that, you know, nature just sort of did it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Big last rain on the autumn rain, November rain on the last day of November, and then bam, to December 1st, straight up winter mode, like no transition. Here
I could totally feel it in the car because it's so dry.
Yes.
And even if you don't put the heat on, like, it's dry.
Yeah.
And I was coming up from Ulsan to Seoul.
Yeah. And, ooh, that's a long drive.
That was a long drive. And you could feel the chilly air, like, through the window.
Yes.
And even if it was closed, it almost felt like it was open somehow.
Oh, my
It was
gosh,
so cold.
That's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Oh, so coldness, dryness. A lot of our listeners have been talking about this at the top of the show as well. One listener was talking about the static shocks.
Static shocks? Have you
been getting that yet? Where you touch something, you're like, ah!
Static
shocks. I'm having some horrible static electricity with my hair today.
Oh.
It's incontrollable. I don't know what to do.
I should take a picture. That's so cute.
And
you have such light hair.
Yeah, my hair is too light. That's why, because your hair is a lot heavier and thicker, and your hair is just, like, perfectly fine and laying flat and very well behaved.
You should sing Havi Shams Waltz.
I'm like, what the heck? It just won't. It's, like, out of control. I can't do anything. The more I touch it, the worse it gets.
Yeah, you should just let it sit and
just shh, calm down. Yeah, I go home and I actually spray pigeon on it.
What?
It works. You know the sprays to reduce static electricity?
Mm-hmm.
It's really just they're giving you a little moisture too. Spraying water helps too. But yeah, that's what I do sometimes. It helps.
Okay.
A little tip for those with fine hair. Anyhow, before I get off way too much off topic, let's move on to what today's topic is.
Today's topic is loneliness.
Oh, why so sad a topic?
It's very random again because yesterday I was in the taekishin, the waiting room for my schedule, and before my turn, Pagwan-kyu 선배님 was singing Lonely Night.
Oh, classic.
And so I told Liz, and Liz was texting me
at that time.
So I told her, Pagwan-kyu 선배님 is singing Lonely Night, so maybe we should do a topic about lonely.
Oh, okay. All right. It sounds pretty good. Taipei Warren says, it's not cold in all parts of the world. Very hot in Malaysia right now. Actually, she's turning up her AC and can't imagine the coldness
that
we're all facing.
So I just wonder if in Malaysia, like, they have any this cold winter.
No, tropical, yeah. So it's like this all year round. But I do think they have a rainy season, and that's about it. But I don't know. Yeah. I honestly think I could live there.
Yeah,
I could do it.
You are from California.
I can do it. I'm well trained, right?
I'm a winter girl. I like winter.
I have to say, winter has grown on me a lot. I like winter, but I don't like the static electricity.
I like winter when I'm home.
That's true.
Yeah.
If we don't have to commute outside or take the subway or, you know, walk too far in the cold, then it's actually really nice.
I like to watch just the snowflakes falling down, like, with a nice coffee at home.
Oh, that'd be nice. I hope that I have that moment too sometime this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's not a lonely moment. But we will talk about lonely moments. Let's get it out of, you know, our system now. A lot of people do think about loneliness when December comes around.
Yeah.
Because December is such a romantic month also for mm-hmm. Korean culture. They're thinking about going on blind dates and maybe finding somebody to spend Christmas with. And yeah. so we're going to get the loneliness out of our system first with these songs. What's the first song that we have today?
The first song is Lonely by Jonghyun featuring Taehyun.
Hey.
And it's a couple story, so yeah. So it's even more sad yeah. when you talk about the
that
loneliness.
We're together but we're lonely. That is yeah. very sad. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look at the lyrics.
I'm sorry, it's on me. Thank you, it's thanks to you. Something you used to say habitually so often. I know that you're having a hard time too, but you must think I'm a fool. So this was the guy's part,
right?
And after the girl answers,
she kind of replies.
Yeah, if I say I'm hurting with a frown, would I feel better? Mm. Then who would ever hurt if just crying about it would make everything better?
Mm. So she's like, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to just call you out and make a stink and frown and say I'm hurting? What good will that do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're stuck. It sounds like they've been stuck in some mm-hmm. kind of a place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you and I have trapped each other in delusions. No, you don't understand me. When I see your eyes full of worries, baby, I'm so lonely, so lonely. Mm. It feels like I'm all alone. When I see you tired, I wonder if I'm a burden to you, if I'm too much. Baby, I'm so lonely, so lonely. I feel like I'm all alone too. But I don't want to show you. I'm more used to holding it all in alone. Please understand me.
Mm.
Yeah, so this is two different people
yeah.
dealing with loneliness in different ways.
And it feels like they're alone and they are together, but they don't seem to be able to connect yeah. in any meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing about it in this song. And at the end of the day, that last phrase of the hook is really the heart of the song. Please understand me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ah, but I can feel both, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
We're together, but we don't walk together. The only difference between loneliness and suffering is the memories.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference between loneliness and suffering is one letter.
Yes, and in Korean,
yeah.
it is 외로움, 괴로움.
Yeah, and this 기억 is not only memory, it's the letter 기억.
Yes.
Yeah. But actually, just one point, 기억, I think it's with a yo.
Yes, yes,
whatever.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It sounds the same, yeah. So why
very
is
clever.
It that you keep trying to write it differently?
Oh, like changing the spelling like it will change the meaning.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Baby, I'm so lonely, so lonely. I feel like I'm all alone, too. But I don't want to show you. I'm more used to holding it in alone. Please understand me. Let me be.
Hmm.
And then they repeat, I'm so lonely, so lonely.
Right.
I feel like I'm all alone too, but I don't want to hide it from you. I'm more used to holding it in alone. Please understand me.
Please understand me. Please let me be. Please understand me. And it's what's the biggest irony in this song, of course, is that they're both actually feeling the same exact thing.
Yeah.
When they sing together, they sing, I'm so lonely, I'm so lonely. 나 혼자 있는 것만 같아요. I feel like I'm alone, right?
Yeah.
And yet, they're right together. They feel exactly the same. They're on the same page, and yet
but they feel lonely for different reasons.
Yes.
Because one of them is lonely because the other won't share the feelings and the hardness, the burdens
right.
With the person.
Right.
And the other feels lonely because she somehow thinks that sharing her problems won't change anything.
It won't make anything better.
Yeah.
Right.
So
has a hard time opening it up. And we see mm-hmm. it's very dramatic, kind of a lot of narrative going on in here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not get too sad as we listen to these lonely
but
songs.
Anyway, I'm not at all like this. I just talk about my suffering all the time.
So you
I'm
have
having
never,
hard times.
You were,
please, look
I
at
am
me.
Hurting. I am frowning. You would never be this female character. Good to know. And maybe we should take a lesson from this female character who can't open up, can't put down her walls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen Lonely by Jonghyun featuring Taehyun. We just listened to Lonely by Jonghyun featuring Tan. Kim Jisoo says the song sounds brighter than I expected.
Yeah, it is.
And when we listen to the song, lyrics alone, it does sound like there's this dire situation going on. But that's what the music is all for. When you put the musics to it, you realize that, for me, what the musics tell us is that maybe this is a temporary situation. Mm-hmm. And maybe it can be, I don't know, figured out. While they're singing this song, realizing that they're singing together, that they're both lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is that little bit of hope and the mm-hmm. brightness in there. It's a very warm song, definitely yeah. so. And the next song doesn't sound, like, sad at all. Mm-hmm. And yet it is still about our topic, and it is...
It's Lonely by 21.
Ooh, goodie.
And, yeah. And also we deal with loneliness, like, within a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think, like, it's it was the same for a lot of people to think about this theme as not loneliness itself, like just being lonely alone.
Yeah.
I think it would have been less interesting if we just talked about, I'm so lonely because I'm alone.
Wah, wah, feel sorry for me, I'm pathetic, that's true.
Yeah. So it's a girl
mm-hmm.
About to tell a breakup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I'm about to say might hurt you. It might make you hate me to death.
Mm.
When you said that I'm not the same, it wasn't all wrong. Even I find my changed self unfamiliar. You're so good. You're still the same. But I don't know why I'm like this.
Mm.
I loved you so much, you are here, but I don't know, I want to find myself now. Baby, I'm sorry, even when I'm with you, I'm lonely.
Ooh, ouch.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not enough to love, forgive me for being bad. I'm sorry, this is the story of you and I. Maybe love is too much for me. Even when I'm by your side, I'm so lonely, 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 lonely,
and then
lonely.
The very famous hook, which is really just, baby, I'm so lonely. It's so catchy.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people actually had sort of if they weren't paying attention to the song's lyrics that you just read for us,
mm-hmm.
but they only hear the hook,
yeah.
right? Then they would totally think that this is a different song.
Yeah, it could be interpreted as the opposite.
Exactly.
Like, you are leaving me alone, so
I
feel
so lonely.
Yeah,
right? Or maybe when I first heard the song and I only heard the hook, I just thought, oh, gee, I wish somebody would come along. Baby, I'm so lonely, lonely. Or I miss you. I wish you were here. I thought it was mm-hmm. that kind of song. So I was pretty shocked when I found out. This is like, I'm breaking up with you song.
Yeah, I'm breaking up with you because I'm lonely even if you're with me.
Ouch. Someone is doing something wrong, or like she said, he didn't do anything wrong. He's still good. You're still the same, but she's sort of changing and this significant other is not fulfilling what she needs.
But she still did the necessary, I think.
Yes.
Because it's even worse if, like, they stay together.
True. Perhaps so.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not you. It's me who's strange. Maybe I've been preparing for the end since a long time ago. I really wanted to treat you well, but why is it that of all thing in front of love that I keep getting smaller and lonelier endlessly?
Mm. Interesting.
Hmm. And you're so good, you're still the same, but I don't know why I'm like this. I loved you so much, you are here, but I don't know, I want to find myself now.
Mm.
And then
she repeats
the hook.
너와 있어도 난 lonely. Even when I'm with you, I'm lonely. And then she says, baby, I'm so lonely. And I don't know, this thought just occurred to me while you were reading the lyrics that I think that maybe this is just, I have to ask Teddy.
Yeah.
If I ever meet him. Did you start with the hook? Because it sounds like they started with the hook, but then they kind of did a plot twist and changed the story to, I'm so mm-hmm. lonely even when I'm with you because I want to break up with you. Because 21's image is sort of not the kind of girl group where they're sitting around going, please love me. They're going to be the ones who's the go-getter. the action person. Mm-hmm. So I think that maybe this very special kind of unique storyline was tailor-made for 21 and their image and their personas.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in the bridge, they say, because I'm just another girl. Like, another girl from what? Like, from the girl she used to be.
Right.
Yeah. I'm lonely on this night. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it anymore. Goodbye. Because I'm just another girl. I'm so lonely.
Oh. Yeah. And so there's two different things going on here. Like, I just feel so lonely, so I got to break up with you. And yet, it's really the person who's being dumped that's really going to be lonely, no?
Yeah, but I think somehow she says herself that the other person said that she's not the same.
Right.
So maybe like he was also preparing for this to come.
All kind of coming to a head.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps so. Oh, and we have a message from J.S. Lee with a cheerleader moment. I'm lonely because my wife's gone to Seoul today.
Aww, that's cute.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's listen to our next lonely song and hopefully not feel too lonely. Here is 21 with Lonely. 지금 내가 하는 얘기 널 아프게 할지 몰라 아마 날 죽도록 미워하게 될 거야 내가 예전 같지 않다던 네 말 모두 틀린 말 We just heard 21's Lonely. I don't think we've heard that in a while, so it's really nice to hear it again. Still super good song.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of 21's obviously signature songs as well.
Yeah, and I like how she started the first verse. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, what I'm going to say is going to hurt you, but it's like, I don't care.
Right. It's true, which is another song by them. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
And this song, I think, tries really hard to kind of hit all the marks. First of all, I am just another girl, and I can feel these emotions. However, I am still a sen onni. I'm still strong.
Yeah. And they're not getting, like, over emotional about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when they say, baby, I'm sorry, it doesn't sound like they're really sorry.
It doesn't sound like they're, like, losing sleep over it.
Yeah.
They do feel bad, but then they're not going to apologize for who they are. It's that this kind of, you know, kind of this new girl crush, like, personality and persona.
Yeah, they were very ahead of time.
Yes, they were the pioneers of that, definitely so. All right, moving right along to our next song.
Our next Lonely is by 볼빨간 사춘기, and it's again a different Lonely.
A different kind of Lonely.
Yeah, it's one of the scenarios that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about the past.
Yes.
Past relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you hugged me then, if you put your warm arms around my shoulders then, I don't think I would have resented you this much. I don't think I would have been this lonely.
Mm.
Baby, I'm so lonely. I was so lonely. The times that you couldn't know were so cruel to me. If your gaze were toward me then, if I could hear your answer then, I don't think I would have resented you this much. I don't think I would have been this lonely. And then she repeats the refrain. You still, you leave me in sorrow. You leave me in sorrow.
Oh.
You make me cry, you break me down, at a time when you needed to be there, when I needed you to be there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not your hands, not anything was able to hold me. And then she repeats, baby, I'm so lonely, I was so lonely. You put me in sorrow, baby, I'm so lonely, I'm so lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And the times that you couldn't know were so cruel to me.
And that's how she ends it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is quite a sad song. Lyrics-wise, if you look at it lyrics-wise, because this is talking about the worst, to me, in my personal opinion, the absolute worst emotion that you can think of is regret.
Yeah.
Right? Looking back on the past and having all of this kind of
knowledge. And this is not even the regret about what she did.
Exactly.
It's what you could have done.
What you could have done. If you were able to do this, if you were just able to do that, I don't think I would feel so much resentment now. I don't think I would be this lonely now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause and effect.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of indignation, you know, a little anger there.
Mm-hmm.
But that part in the middle, 넌 여전히, 넌 여전히, you leave me in sorrow, you leave me in sorrow.
Yeah.
That just sort of kind of really hits home for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, even now.
even now
after
that,
all
like,
this time.
Yeah, after all this time, she's still in sorrow. Mm-hmm. And also she says that the times that you couldn't know, it means that, like, he still doesn't know.
Right.
Like, he doesn't really know what he did wrong.
Yeah.
And still, it was so cruel to her, mm-hmm. and it is still cruel to her.
Yeah, and she uses the wonderful word, you know, to kind of emphasize that we're so cruel to me. 내가 참 모든 것들이야.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's just sort of like this, aigu, aigu kind of a
yeah,
feeling.
It's like
in
she
the
was
song.
Lonely back then, and yeah. now that she thinks about the past, she feels even lonelier.
It's like this loneliness has become sort of this scar that this person has left on her.
Yeah.
Right? And this is a much deeper territory of lonely than we've discussed before. Because even though there was lonely feelings in Jonghyun and Taehyun's song, mm-hmm. they were still together.
Yeah.
Right? They could work it
out. They had some misunderstandings.
Exactly. 21 has no conflicted feelings. She's very clear. But here in 볼빨간 사춘기 song, singer An Ji-young writes about just this lingering resentment and the past you can't change, and it just makes it this scar that doesn't feel like it's going to heal anytime
yeah.
soon.
Huh.
yeah. I thought you would have something to add. All right, let's listen. Here's 볼빨간 사춘기 or 볼사 with Lonely. There was 볼빨간 사춘기 singing mm-hmm. Lonely. On this week's The Words with Stella Jang, we're listening to some lonely songs, all of but for different reasons. I really liked how she approached her song here, just one piano.
Yeah.
Accompaniment, making
yeah,
it feel...
without choruses.
Nothing, with nothing else, makes yeah. it even feel lonelier.
Yeah, so you can see that, like, she's the only person... Mm-hmm. Like, in that song, mm-hmm. you can imagine, like, the pin light
yep.
on her, like, mm-hmm. just on the stage where there's no one.
Yeah, nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely would have felt less lonely if it had, like, some drums and guitar, maybe a bass line in the background and some strings. Her decision to just go really stark, mm-hmm. I think really helped kind of push the message of the song.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And moving right along to our next, we're going to switch it up again. Next, Lonely Song.
Yeah, it's like we have the point of view from the other person of 21's Lonely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's an lonely, answer song
yeah,
almost.
By Sista.
Mm-hmm.
Now they feel lonely because the other person, like, make them feel lonely.
Yes. Yeah. They were left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm so used to it. Now it always goes to the end. This isn't happiness. This isn't love. No matter what you do, I have to go along because I understand you. I'll have to go through it without a word again like this to be comfortable. I don't want much. I don't even have much expectations anymore. It's just that I worry that it might end, that I might lose you. Am I easy to you now? Are my worries burdening you? Maybe we've changed.
It really does sound like the other party.
Yeah.
In 21's song.
Mm-hmm.
Even the whole thing, like, am I easy to you? Because pretty much 21 yeah. made it sound like, yes.
Oh, this is so sad when they say, I don't even have much expectations anymore.
Right.
Like when you don't expect anything from the person, it means
yeah?
that's the start of the end.
It's really the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Baby, lonely. Is this the end? Why do you keep doing this? Am I the only lonely one again? baby, lonely. Is this love? Am I the only one who's changed? Is this a fight or a relationship? We were close like toast and butter. Closer than close, but suddenly cold. The main ambience was the pinnacle of silence and chilliness.
Mm.
A climax of wild waves where we get angry and scream. Once again, as if nothing's bothering you, you kneel. There's no sincerity, but we accept and hug. When things get a little better, the day comes again. And when the day comes, it feels like my heart would fall out.
Mm. So we get a lot more details and narrative in
yeah.
what I assume is the rap.
I can imagine the scene from the movie Closer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they absolutely talk about Closer Than Close.
Exactly, and, Closer Than Close.
Yeah, and they yell at each other, like Natalie Portman and Jude Law.
That crazy up and down.
Yeah, and then he kneels and say, I love you. And Natalie Portman, she answers, where? I can't see it. I can feel it. Blah, blah, blah. And wow, that's the end of their relationship.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we know these people too. We know people like this, where it's this just up and down cycle.
Yeah.
And like they said here, the climax of wild waves. Mm-hmm. And then just this kind of like, yeah, the up and
this
down.
This is exhausting.
It's exhausting. You've never been in those kind of up and down relationships before, or have you?
I think I have, but I don't, I'm not the one yelling usually.
I see.
And, I usually just don't say anything.
Mm.
And at the end, like, I'm the one who dumps the other.
You're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to fight like this anymore because it's too, like.
So stressful.
Yeah, it's too stressful for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I don't think I've been in those up and down things either, because I'm not very up and down myself, so
yeah, I think I've never really like yelled.
I'm not a big fighter person either. Yeah, so you know, just trying to meet, I guess, people who are alike with you in that sense. We've been lucky.
Yeah.
All right,
and then they say, shall we end it here and forget? Can't we go back to the old days? All we've got left to do is break up. You're getting ready for the end, too. It hurts me so much that we cannot go back.
Oh, yes, a little bit of pain there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, this is the perfect kind of he said, she said, or she said, she said song for 21, and said, yes, you did.
Yeah.
You changed.
And the saddest part comes at the end.
Yeah.
Because with time, everything will be forgotten, and so will you. That's what's really sad. It reminds me of 그게 난 슬프다 from Yun Sang-sung,
right? I'm sad because I'm not sad.
Yeah, I'm sad because I don't hate you anymore.
Yeah, and that's what's really sad. So sad because it's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's listen. Here is Sistar with Lonely. Ah, that is what is really sad.
Yeah.
All right. That was Sistar with Lonely. JSJerry76 says, you know, listening to the song, it makes me want to feel lonely even.
Oh, I know what that is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because sometimes, like, maybe not exactly, but sometimes you just want to cry. Mm-hmm. And you're not even sad. Mm-hmm. But you just want to feel this.
You want to feel that deep emotion, something
this
strong.
Deep emotion.
Like crying.
And then you see some sad things and you cry out like for 5 minutes, and then you're like, oh, that felt nice.
So sometimes you need to like get it out of your system, that catharsis.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I've never done that. I've never done that purposefully. I guess I've done that maybe inadvertently, like, you know, maybe I didn't know why I needed to, but I wanted to watch this melodrama, right? And then feel all these cathartic feelings, not through my own story, but through their stories.
Yeah.
And then somehow that makes me feel kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the same as what Jerry's thinking and feeling.
It's like a purge.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need to kind of clear out, you know, what might be in there, but sometimes it's too hard to actually address your own issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a nicer way to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
music
also
is a good way to do it.
It's also a way of widening the emotions that you can go through.
Mm-hmm. The range of emotions.
Yeah, because if your life is too stable, and if nothing interesting happens, it's a good way to like watch movies.
That's
and,
true.
If
a nice
stimuli. And you purposefully want to be sad or angry. Or
I think before movies and, you know, all the TV dramas and stuff that we're bombarded by, I think it was books originally.
Was books.
Just really escaping into that book and really taking on those characters. And it's the same for songs and music as well. All of these diverse characters that we've already met just in the span of, you know, 45 or so minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming to our last song of the segment, and of course we saved the good one for the last one, the very song that inspired today's topic in the first place.
Which is Lonely Night by 부활. And I think a lot of people watched the live version of 박원규 선배님 of this song because I saw it like on Instagram or on SNS. And he was so young.
Yes.
And he's such a good singer. Like, yes. He's still a
great
good singer. And back then, he's like, he fears nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those high notes, that's nothing to me.
I know. He just rolled them out like he was just kind of passing
and
out a deck of cards.
There was this, like, funny moment when he says, 다 같이! And, like, how?
No. So true. What? You, together? Yes, it's very, very true.
Yeah.
Classic song by 부활, written, of course, by 부활's brain, 김태원 선배님.
Yeah.
Lonely Night.
I yearn even more at a time like this, this moment when I'm left alone. Even though I know you've left, you keep coming back to my mind. I wonder why you left me then. Because it was too much work? That could be a reason, but I'll never know. Lonely night, when the way you looked as you were leaving remained. Lonely night, as the way you were in my memories.
Mm-hmm.
It's lonely at a time like this, on a night when everyone's gone. Even I try to forget, you keep coming back to my mind. I wonder why I let you go then, knowing that I won't be able to bear it. I pleaded in my heart, but just looked. lonely night, when the way you looked as you were leaving remained. Lonely night, as the way you were in my memories. I still long for you when I'm alone on lonely nights. I still endlessly long for the way you looked from the back as you left. And then he repeats the refrain.
One more night, so lonely night. And of course he goes into the lonely night, lonely night.
Yeah.
Lonely night. All
and
together
I
now.
Feel like everybody in Korea knows the intro of this song. Da, 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 da.
Yes, it's almost as famous as like the 붉은 노을 intro. Right?
Yeah.
It's just so iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And it belies kind of a sadder kind of a story in there.
I think lonely people should listen to this song to feel less lonely.
I think so.
Because it's a very cheerful, upbeat melody.
Very energetic song.
Energetic. And it's like singing Lonely Night, they try to push away this lonely feeling.
Kind of, yeah. I do think that. Especially like in contrast to what we listened to 볼빨간 사춘기's song where it was just her lone voice with one lone piano. Really kind of, you could feel that solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we've got a huge arrangement, brass, and, you know, Park Won-kyu's voice just sort of fills up all of the space. He's got back vocals. So, yeah, in that way, it feels like this is an anthem for all those lonely out there who have regrets about love. But there's something not too sad about it. I still think about you. I still regret what happened. It's a lonely night. But for some reason, you're not left feeling depressed or lonely.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting song, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had to actually do this song.
Oh.
Yes, for kind of a music competition show where we were only given about 30 minutes to arrange the song. And it had to be like on the fly. And so it was very... It was very hard to find kind of a character or interpretation. Because it was just so... happy.
Yeah.
You just want to kind of laugh.
Yeah, it's a happy night. Like, happy night.
Yeah, I wanted it almost for it to be like, lovely night.
Oh.
Lovely night. Instead of lonely night. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah, it was a little hard for me to kind of get in the spirit of it. So I've thought about this song a lot. And trying to find where Kim Tae-won, what kind of a space he was trying to inhabit emotionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he didn't really think about it at all.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's sometimes, you know, when I was doing those like text analysis homeworks in France, I was like,
for literature,
For like Emile Zola's text or something like that.
Ugh,
I was thinking, I bet he never thought of this, writing this. He had nothing in his head. Like, he just wrote it because he wanted
to. It was just random.
And we teenagers suffer from it because
we have to write essays about it. All right. Well, I don't think we have to write essays about it, but we can enjoy it. And all inspired by none other than you kind of turned listening in on a live performance recently by Park Bong-gyu, somebody himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. All right. Thank you so much for a lonely yet not so lonely time on the words this week. I hope you stay warm this weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right. We'll see you next time. Stella taking Stella out. Here is Buhal with Lonely Night. That was Not So Lonely, the Not So Lonely Lonely Night by Buhar, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Now, don't forget to join me again tomorrow. But for now, I'm going to say goodbye with a song. It's Brown Eyed Soul with 똑같다면, or If It's the Same. Thank you once again for tuning in. We'll see you all back here tomorrow.